I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, where today we go beyond the bindings with an author interview. I had the pleasure of sitting down with William Virgil Davis, a professor of English and writer in residence at Baylor University. He has written several volumes of poetry, and his latest is Landscape and Journey, which was the 9th winner of the prestigious New Criterion Poetry Prize and the 2010 Helen C. Smith Memorial Award for Poetry. Bill, I'd like to start with reading one of the poems from this collection, and I think Landscape is fairly representative of your work.
Okie doke. Landscape. How old the dark has become, standing silent in these fields while horses weave through each other's shadows. They have come like warm rain and run over the hills in the moonlight and stood so long alone, no one impatient would ever notice them there. When the wind and the winter return, the horses will still be here, their silhouettes outlined in the pale moonlight, standing still and silent on these hills, or stamping, splattering snow in small spills, the whole scene turning slowly into landscape, like our own earliest memories.
I love that last line, and this idea of landscape and memories is a thread that goes throughout your book. But how does landscape figure in your imagination when you're writing a poem involving landscape?
Well, that's an interesting question and one that I never really thought much about. But it seems to me that, in a sense, landscape is imagination. I mean, we all, when we think of landscape, we think of a pictorial sort of thing, a photograph or something like that. But when you start to think about a landscape, you imagine it. You imagine it differently. So the literal details aren't as important, although this poem that I just read, Landscape, is literally set in Wales. You wouldn't necessarily know that. And there were ponies that roamed around the moors there. And that was the inspiration for this poem. But it was really very much an imaginative reconstruction of the place and the time and everything. So that in that sense, I think landscape becomes, as it were, imagination.
Another one of your poems that I really liked was Questions About the Odyssey. You wrote, "Does literature reflect life?" And that seems to me to be true in almost every poem in this collection. Do you see that as an essential element of poetry?
That literature reflect life? Yes, I guess so. I think it would be hard for it not to do so, actually. Every life is a kind of odyssey. And so that's a good metaphor for it, that literal odyssey, mm-hmm. Homer's odyssey.
Yeah, well, I think the next line in there is life an odyssey.
Isn't yes.
It? Yeah,
yes.
That's clearly. I didn't need to ask you about that one. That, I think that's clear. Bill Davis is the author of Landscape and Journey. You can hear the extended interview on the July edition of Arts in Focus on KWBU-FM. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Go to kwbu.org.